Jeja?
Sawal Kiya!
Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here today with third and fourth graders ready to play a full hour of quizzing fun. The show is brought to you by Safari Kid, SafariKidUSA.com, SafariKidUSA.com. They're a preschool and after-school program with many, many, many locations in the Bay Area. And if you want to find a location close to you, check out SafariKidUSA.com. Also, our Facebook page is Safari Quiz Show. Safari Quiz Show is our Facebook page. Please go and like us if you haven't done so already. We never spam you. We're just there to tell you more information about the show itself and the winners. So if your child is going to be participating in the show, or if your child is going to be a listener, it's a good idea to go and like us because we announce the winners on our Facebook page. Once again, our Facebook page is Safari Quiz Show. And that's our email as well, safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's how you reach us if you want to participate on the show, if you have some category ideas to suggest, if you want to give us feedback on the show, or if you win a prize on the show and you want to reach us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Registrations are now open for the Safari Kids Summer Camp at all locations. There's a 5% discount for siblings. Their summer camp activities include Lego robotics, art, science, creative writing, theater, young chef, talent shows, spelling bee, math, general knowledge, indoor games, sports, and field trips. So you can see whatever interest your child may have, there will be a summer camp. Or in fact, the same summer camp may have many of these activities, so they can pick and choose and have a lot of fun and broaden their mind, broaden their interests, and broaden their fun when they're taking part in it. So do register soon. Again, SafariKidUSA.com. SafariKidUSA.com is the website to go. Remember, it's not Safari Kids, it's Safari Kid, because at Safari Kid, they believe every child is an individual and has to be taken care of in a very, very special and unique way based on their own learning styles and their pace of learning. All right, so let's meet our third graders who are in the house today. Welcome to our first contestant. His name is Aryan. Aryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So Aryan, tell me a little bit about yourself, where you go to school, etc.
Oh, I go to Parkmont Elementary. I'm in the third grade, and my teacher's name is Miss Vance.
Is she good?
She's kind of mean.
She's kind of...
Yeah.
How does she give you a lot of homework?
No, not really.
But she gets strict?
She's kind of.
Yeah, she's kind of strict. Hey, you know, it's a really luck of the draw when you get a teacher. She might be really firm and strict and mean, or she may be the one who gives you lots of candy. So hopefully next year you get a fun teacher.
Yeah, I might get like Mr. Boy or something.
Yay, fingers crossed. All right, so what do you do for fun, Aryan?
In my house?
Yeah.
I just usually loaf around in my house. Sometimes I play with my toys.
What toys do you play with?
Swords.
Oh, you do a lot of pretend play?
Yep.
Awesome. Do you have good friends to do pretend play with you?
People call me a good actor.
Yeah?
Yep.
That'll be great. I hope to see you sometime on stage in the future. That'll be awesome, Aryan. Well done.
Thank you.
That's an interesting person who's doing something very interesting, dramatics, theater. I love that. I have a family which loves to do that, so that's fabulous. All right. Our next contestant is a returning contestant. His name is Devith. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And tell me what you do for fun, David, and where you go to school.
I go to school at Hidden Hills, and I like reading books.
Where is Hidden Hills?
In San Ramon.
San Ramon. Is it a public school or a private school?
Public.
Yeah? Hidden Hills? It's called? Interesting. I've never heard of it. That looks cool. Is it hidden in the hills? Is that why it's called Hidden Hills?
Kind of.
Kind of? And what kind of books are you reading right now?
I like just fiction books.
Yeah, what kind? Are you reading Harry Potter?
No.
Not yet? Geronimo Stilton?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes? What about Nate the Great?
Yes.
Yeah? Encyclopedia Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah? Those kind of books?
Yeah.
Fun? You're in third grade too?
Fourth
grade. All right. And any favorite subjects?
I like science.
Science? I think science is so much fun. And you have to speak right into the mic like I'm doing. Your voice should be booming out. All right.
Okay.
And welcome back to Tanvi, right? Did I get that right?
Yes.
Awesome. Tanvi, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Tanvi. I go to Mattis Elementary School. And I also go to Safari Kid Maori.
All right.
I'm 8 years old and I'm in third grade.
Cool. So what do you do for fun?
Mostly I just read and...
Have you been to a Safari Kid summer camp?
Yeah.
Is it fun?
Really fun.
Really fun. What do you do there? Tell me.
Mostly I just like... to do karate and all the fun things they give out there.
That's
there are also field trips.
Oh, you've been to a safari
every Fridays, there are field trips.
Yeah.
And then we get to have some chess class to science. And then we also get to do some other stuff like yoga.
Where have you been on a field trip? Tell me that was a lot of fun.
Oh, I think...
Aqua Adventure.
One was laser tag also.
Laser tag
was super fun.
Super fun. Now, that's the way you should spend summer, huh? Playing laser tag with your friends.
Yep.
And getting into the pool. Aqua Adventure is this one in Fremont?
Yeah.
Ooh, lovely.
Near the park.
Yes, I know. It's so much fun. I love the lazy
river. But I didn't go because I wanted to stay home and all.
But she liked aqua fun, right, Tanvi?
Yes,
awesome.
I did.
So, guys, summer camp. If you haven't figured out summer camp options, Safari Kid has many, many of them at any location that's really close to you. With over 20 locations in the Bay Area, you're sure to find one close by, right,
Tanvi? My favorite teachers are Miss Sono, Miss Kavita, and Miss Halima.
All right.
Mine was Miss Halima. And she April Fooled us.
She April Fooled us real good because I told her that it was April Fool's Day and
she found out. I mean, like, she had an idea in her head.
Okay. And then
she was leaving to New York.
Okay.
But then I was like really sad. I thought I believed her. And then, like, on the second day I saw her, I'm like, why isn't she in New York? Isn't she supposed to be in New York? And
then she said she was April Fooling us. And also,
was this on spring break camp?
Yes.
Okay.
And also, my table was so sad that we even made some sort of present for her.
Oh.
And I made this this really good note by myself. And then also, like, she said it was so sweet. Also, Thunvi's group said it was really creative.
Yeah. Oh, that was cool. That must have been so much fun. Okay, so guys, you've heard it from a horse's mouth, so to speak. So you know what to expect at summer camp, Safari Kid. All right, are you guys ready to play?
Yes.
Well, yes. Aryan is new to the show, so we'll quickly go over the rules. We have three categories of 10 questions each. And listeners, you know there's a listener question as well that is going to come after every category. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550. Don't worry if you've missed it. I'll mention it again. And what we're going to do is... when we ask the question, kids, just press the buzzer. Aryan, this is for you. Press the buzzer. Don't wait. Don't blurt out the answer. Don't raise your hand. If your buzzer buzzes, if it lights up here on our little buzzer machine, then only you get to answer, otherwise not. And if the first person who answers the buzzer gets it right, they get 10 points. But if they get it wrong, they get -5. And then the question passes. And if you get a passed question right, it's 5 points. If you get a passed question wrong, it's -5. Okay, we'll figure it out. We have three categories. We'll figure it out. Are you guys ready to play?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Let's do a quick buzzer check. Aryan. So, Aryan, the fastest way to make sure that your buzzer buzzes fast is yes, to hold it like that, just as Michael showed you. All right? Okay, our first category today is words beginning with the letters S-U-B. Sub. Words beginning with the letters S-U-B. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Question number one. A chain of restaurants selling sandwiches.
Subway.
Very good. This is a 10-point chip. Here you go. Question number two. Remember, this is a buzzer game if all of you know the answer. So be sure to buzz quickly. Oh, I also want to mention, Aryan, after you press the buzzer, you have 5 seconds to answer. So make full use of time. All right.
Yeah.
Question number two. Underwater boat.
Submarine.
Very good. Okay. Ready? Question number three. English, history, math, science, these are all?
Subjects.
Excellent. Yes, you can press the buzzer anytime during the question. Only thing is, as soon as you press the buzzer, I'll stop talking. So if you think you know the answer, buzz. Okay. Question number four. Turning in your homework.
Submit.
Excellent. Okay. Question number five, to calm down, become less severe, or to go down to the regular level if it's water?
Subsides.
That's a difficult one. Good job, Tanvi. Okay, question number six. Ready? Town that's in the outskirts of a city.
Subset?
No, that is not correct. -5 from Tanvi. And question passes to Aryan. Town that is in the outskirts of a city. You live in
Subzone?
No, that is not correct. -5 from you too. And question passes finally to Devit.
Pass.
The answer is suburb. I live in the suburbs. Okay. Ready with question number 7?
Yes.
Completely cover with water.
Wait, no.
Do you have any points?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, -5 from David. Completely cover with water. Question passes to Tanvi.
Submerge.
Excellent. Okay, question number 8. A speed less than that of sound. Sub is a prefix that we often use to show less. So sub what?
This is going to be hard.
Yeah, think. None of you knows this, so figure it out. Sub. So a word for technical word for sound. Sub. Okay, I'm going to give you a big clue now. So everybody could get your hands on the buzzers. The word following sub is the name of a video game hedgehog.
Subsonic.
Subsonic. Excellent. Subsonic. Less than sound. Very good. All right. Question number 9. Ready? A teacher who is not your regular teacher.
Substitute.
Very good. 10 points. Okay. Question number 10. Last question. When you see an English translation of the words on a Bollywood movie on the screen.
Subtitle.
Excellent. Good job. Okay. All right. So that was the 10 questions of our first category. I think we did it was a very even round. So I think nobody can be displeased with how that round went. And now it's time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. Kids in the studio, this is not for you. We're just going to ask our listeners and then they get to try for the prizes. Here's the listener question in the category, words beginning with sub, S-U-B. Renting a room from someone who is already a renter. Shall we try, Michael? Nope. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignore, and the answer is sublet.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Anish.
Yes, Anish.
The answer is sublet.
Thank you, Anish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul.
What's the answer, Rahul? Hello?
Sublet.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ranveer, and I think the answer is sublet.
Thank you, Ranveer. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ria, and I think the answer is sublet.
Thank you, Ria. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. What's your name?
My name is Shelly and the answer is sub-rent.
Sub-rent. Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is sublet.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharav and the answer is sublet.
Thank you, Sharav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Abhinav, and the answer is
sublease. Thank you, Abhinav. Yeah. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is sublease.
Sublease. Roshni is the last caller for question number 1. We're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we'll see who won our first listener question. This time, the winner is going to be picked by Tanvi. And we'll also see how the kids in the studio are doing. You're listening to fourth graders, Aryan, Devit, and Tanvi. Before we went on break, we finished up with the listener question in our first category, words beginning with sub. The listener question was, renting a room from someone who is already a renter. The answer was sublet, subletting, or even sublease. So from all the correct answers, it was Tanvi's turn to pick a winner. Tanvi, who is the winner of our first listener question?
The winner of the first listener question is Ria.
Ria, all right.
Congrats.
Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, write question 1, April 25th, 2015. And in the body of the email, your name, the question and answer, and some contact information. Remember, in the subject line, please mention question 1, April 25th, 2015. Miss Anu has been telling me that doing that makes her job much, much easier. All right, let's see what the points in the studio are. We had a pretty good and close game. Aryan, how many points do you have?
Right now, 15.
15. And Devith?
I have 25.
And Tanvi?
I have 30 right now.
Okay, so this is still a very, very close game because we have 20 more questions in two more categories. And I think the kids are ready to play. Let me ask Daddy to move away. Thank you. So that they don't get distracted. Let's do a quick buzzer check. Aryan, your buzzer. David and Tanvi. Alright, everybody's buzzers are working. Are you guys ready for our next category?
Yes!
Wow, I have a real cheering section in the studio today. So this category is things that are
big.
Big. That's right, yeah. Big. Are you guys ready? First
yeah!
question.
Of course we are.
Who said, I'll huff and puff and blow the house down?
The big bad wolf.
Big bad wolf. Very good. 10 points to Tanvi. Now you know what kind of questions I'm going to be asking. Okay, question number two. Theory that somewhat explains how the universe came into being.
The Big Bang.
Big Bang. Very good. Big Bang. Well, now you'll go ahead home and learn about it.
I did. I checked up on it in the, like, a show.
The Big Bang Theory is a show. That's
the
right.
The Big Bang Theory?
Yes, no, it's
that's
a show.
That's a TV show. That doesn't show anything about the Big Bang.
Oh. Right. All right. Question number three. Movie about a big, fat, marshmallow-like superhero. Not superhero, but a creature who fights crime. Marshmallowy creature, a fat marshmallowy creature, new movie about a marshmallowy creature.
Big Hero 6.
Big Hero 6. Very good. 10 points. Okay. Creature, ready?
Yes.
Creature in Sesame Street with that yellow.
Elmo?
No, that is not correct. Minus 5.
That's not yellow. Elmo is not yellow.
And remember, we are talking about things that are big. It passes to David.
Pass. The Big Bird?
Big Bird. Very good. Big Bird. Yellow big creature on Sesame Street. Very good. All right. Question number five. When something very important happens, we say it is a...
Big problem?
No, important. So no, that's not correct. Important and good happens. We say it is a... Question passes to... Aryan.
Pass.
It's a big deal.
Deal.
It's a big deal. Yeah. Okay. Question number six. When somebody is very arrogant, we say he is too big for his... When someone is very arrogant, we say he is too big for his...
I don't know what arrogant means.
Proud or thinks too much of himself.
Oh.
When somebody thinks too much of himself, we say he is too big for his... Okay. If you don't know that one, I have an alternate question. If nobody says, if everybody says, no, I don't know this one at all. We'll look at the answer. What about you, David? No idea? And Tanvi, no idea. We say he is too big for his boots. Okay. This character, a character named Clifford, is known as the...
Big Dog. Big Red Dog.
Big Red Dog. Very good. Good job.
Clifford.
Clifford, the Big Red Dog.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. When you are in a small place, but you're really important, you say you are a big fish in a...
Small pond.
Small pond. Excellent. Good job. Okay. Another name for the city of New York.
The Big Apple.
Big Apple. That is correct. Good job. That was David. All right. Question number nine. Possibly mythical creature, which is like the Yeti or the Abominable...
Bigfoot.
That's right. Good job.
Lauren, that's 75.
Okay, last question in our category, things that are big, before we move on to our listener question. When somebody thinks too much of themselves, we say they have a big what? When somebody thinks too much of themselves, they have...
Big head.
Big head. Excellent. Devith really scored in that round, but now it's time for our listener question. And the listener question is for our listeners there. Our call-in number, 510-770-1550. You might need your parents' help on this, kid, so don't hesitate to ask. What is the nickname for IBM, the company IBM? What is the nickname for the company IBM? 510-770-1550. Remember, we're talking. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
And I think the answer is International Business Machine.
I didn't ask for the full form. I said, remember, this is a category of things that are big. So what is the nickname of IBM? Let's move on to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Anish.
Yes, Anish.
And I think the answer is Big Blue.
Thank you, Anish. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Big Blue.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and the answer is Big Blue.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Babita, and the answer is Big Blue.
Is it Bubbly or Babita?
Yes.
Bubbly, yes. Thank you, Bubbly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Murtaza, and I think the answer is Big Blue.
Thank you, Murtaza. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Neha, and I think that the answer is Big Blue.
Thank you, Neha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
Hello?
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Shelly, and the answer is Big Blue.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is Big Blue.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is Big Blue.
Thank you, Ashna. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ranveer, and I think the answer is Big Blue.
Thank you, Ranveer. Ranveer was the last caller. If you're still holding on for question number 2, don't worry. We have a question number 3 coming up after our last category. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, Devith will have picked the winner of our second listener question, and we'll also see how the kids in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jieja.
Safari Jieja.
Okay, that's really exciting. Those are three very excited kids in the studio today. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with your host Vidya. And here I'm accompanied by Aryan, David and Tanvi in the studio. And they have been competing for 2 categories so far. And I bet they're waiting to tell us how many points they have. But before that, let's go to our listener question. We were in the category Things That Are Big. And our listener question was, what's the nickname for IBM? And it is indeed Big Blue. From all the correct answers, it was David's turn to pick a winner. David, who is the winner of the second listener question?
The second listener question winner was Murtaza.
Murtaza, into the mic. Again.
Murtaza.
There you go. Congratulations, Murtaza. Write to us in the subject line. Mention question number 2, April 25th, 2015. And in this body, your name, the question, answer, and some information about yourself. And to all the people who call in, I hope to see some of you in the studio in the future. We are really looking for more and more contestants. And it would be great if some of you can come here. You can see from the yells of the kids in the studio how much fun they're having. I can promise you, you're going to have a very, very fun time here. All right. So let's see points in the studio. How about you, Aryan?
I'm only at 20 now.
20. And what about you, David?
I have 85.
85. And Tanvi?
40.
So this is still a very close game. Anybody's game at this point. It depends on who gets this last category, who does this last category well. And our last category for today is salty foods. Salty foods. You guys ready? Let's do a buzzer check. Aryan, David, and Tanvi. Awesome. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Question number 1. Twisted snack with grains of salt on top.
Pretzel.
Darn. Good job. Question number 2. What you usually get with your burger?
Fries.
Question number 3. Yellow food made from milk and delicious on pizza.
Cheese.
Cheese. Excellent. Question number 4. Buttered snack in a movie theater.
Popcorn.
Popcorn. Tanvi is getting a comeback like the Warriors did. Question number 5. Meat cut into strips and dried.
Bacon?
No, that is not correct. Minus 5. Question passes to Aryan. Meat cut into strips and dried.
Beef jerky?
Beef jerky or jerky would have been correct. Very good. 5 points. Question number 6. Green nut that tastes great roasted and salted. You can say the Hindi name. Minus 5.
Pass.
Pista. Pistachio.
Gosh, I just thought of that again.
Why didn't you say it? You'd have got 10
forgot.
Points.
I completely forgot the name.
You had it in your head but forgot the name. Okay, question number 7. Brand of cheese-flavored puffed cornmeal snacks made by Frito-Lay. Brand of cheese-flavored puffed cornmeal snacks made by Frito-Lay.
Cheetos.
Very good. 10 points. Question number 8. Salty fruit used as a topping on pizza. Salty fruit.
Pineapple.
Oh, it's not salty. It's sweet. So minus 5. Question passes to Aryan.
Pass.
Take a chance. You have the points. What do you use as a topping on pizza? Salty fruit.
Wait, me or him?
It's David. I didn't say pass.
Pass.
Come on. Olives.
Olives. Oh, I completely forgot.
Olives.
Olives. I bet all of you like olives on your pizza.
No, I love olives.
I love olives.
Okay, shush. Okay, question number 9. Red condiment you like to eat with fries.
Pepperoni.
No, that is not correct. It's a condiment. Minus 5. Question passes to Tanvi.
Ketchup.
And she gets 5 points. Very good. Okay. Question number 10. Last one. The popular brand V8 makes this kind of salty drink. The popular brand V8 makes this kind of salty drink. Have you ever had a V8?
No.
No. It's a salty drink. What do you make with if you mix celery and carrots and put salt in it? What do you get?
Salad?
No. Yes. But if you mush it all up, minus 5. If you mush it all up, what do you get? Question passes to Tanvi.
Pass.
And Aryan?
Pass.
Vegetable juice. Vegetable juice.
That is strange.
That is strange.
That's the most strangest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. It's yummy.
Very strange.
It's like a tomato vegetable
weirdo
juice.
Weirdo. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that was the last question. Time for our listener question in the category salty foods. A cucumber kept in brine and allowed to ferment leads to this popular addition to sandwiches. What you put in a sandwich. Something you put in sandwiches. A cucumber kept in brine and allowed to ferment leads to this thing that you put in sandwiches. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name's Tanvi and I think it's pickle.
Tanvi? Who? We have got a Tanvi in the studio too. What's your last name?
Kara.
How do you spell it?
K-A-R-K-E-R-A.
Karkera. Thank you, Tanvi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is pickle.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. My name is Murtaza and I think the answer is pickle.
Thank you, Murtaza. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharav, and the answer is pickle.
Thank you, Sharav. Tanvi, put that down. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vishrut, and I think that the answer is pickle.
Thank you, Vishrut. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and I think the answer is pickle.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is pickle.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and the answer is pickle.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Bubbly. The answer is Pika.
Thank you, Bubbly. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is Pickle.
Thank you, Tanisha. Tanisha was the last caller. I see some of our phone lines are still ringing. If you're missing out, don't worry. We're going to come back next week. And of course, you can always be part of the studio contestants and be guaranteed to win a prize, as these kids in the studio now know. But to see who exactly won our first and who won our runners-up prize, you'll need to come back after the break. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jieja, welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're just winding up our show for today. You can see the kids in the studio had a lot of fun. So if you've been thinking about participating, just drop us a line at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. I hope to see many of you who have only heard over the radio or the phone lines in the studio one day. That everybody, Murtaza, Tanisha, all these kids need to be here in the studio and participate and win guaranteed prizes. All right. So let's see what the last question was in the salty foods category. It was cucumber in brine and what that makes. And that makes a product that goes on sandwiches. Everybody got it right. It is indeed pickle. The correct answer would have been dill pickle, but pickle is acceptable. From all the correct answers, it was Aryan's turn to pick a winner. Aryan, who is the winner of the third listener question?
Our winner is Bubbly.
Bubbly, all right. So Bubbly, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, please mention question 3, April 25th, 2015. Makes Ms. Anu's job much easier. And Bubbly, Murtaza and Ria are three winners. Congratulations again. And I hope to see your emails in our inbox today. Please send them today. I know it just takes a minute to send that email. So please do it today. Make Ms. Anu's job easier. All right, let's see our scores in the studio. Aryan, how many points do you have?
I have 40.
40 points. David?
I have 75.
Just a minute. I don't think I heard his voice at all. Try again. Say it again. 75 points. Said David. I'm not sure you heard that, but yes, that is 75 points for David. And Tanvi, how many points do you have?
I have 65, which is just 10 less than David.
All right, so David is our winner today. Congratulations. Yay. Congratulations to David. Whoops. I still have a few things to say, Michael. Congratulations to David. And with that, we come to the end of our show for today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jieja!
Sabar Jieja!
So اشکوں میں روتا ہے سرگوشی سی ہے خیالوں میں تو نہ ہو پھر بھی تو ہوتا ہے ہو جائے ہو جائے